This is Roll Tweet on Rock Island. If you want to know how stressful the life of a steamboat pilot was back in the 19th century, you have only to look at some of the nicknames they earned. And stressful it was. The lives of hundreds of passengers, a large cargo, and an expensive boat as well, depended on the experience and skill of the pilot. In the twisting, shallow channel of the upper Mississippi, the merest second of inattention might ground the boat on a sandbar or wreck it on a snag or submerged rock. It was no wonder, then, that most pilots developed nervous tics, twitches, or strange habits, which their storytelling crews soon turned into nicknames. One pilot became Tackhammer because he constantly chewed tobacco, and in order to hit the spittoon across the pilot house, he bent his whole body way back and snapped it forward. Itchy Horse was the name given to another pilot because he constantly shrugged his shoulders. Sandbar Mike was constantly grounding on sandbars, while the Foghorn talked in a deep, loud voice. The Swiss bell ringer was so nervous that he was constantly sending orders to the boiler room and the crew manning the rudders. The caged lion paced back and forth in the pilot house. Chief Rain in the Face was so named because he lived in a teepee erected on the deck just back of the pilot house. Oily Jim was a smooth talker who could talk a crew into doing anything for him. Swamp Angel was so tall his head hit the ceiling of the pilot house. One especially nervous pilot became known as Cherokee Charlie because, during difficult stretches of the river, he would sit on a chair in the back of the pilot house, cross his legs, light a pipe, and pull small tufts of hair from his head. Foxy Grandpa was apparently a Santa Claus figure with a full beard, a plump face, and a twinkle in his eye. Everyone on the river knew Captain Joseph Hawthorne of LeClaire as Tansy because of the herb he took for constant nervous indigestion. Once a pilot acquired a nickname, it usually stuck, passing from boat to boat as crews swapped stories during the long off-season hours.
East-West Riverfest continues through the 21st of September. A complete listing of dates, times, and locations is available at eastwestriverfest.com.